El Niño is an oscillation event in the oceans off of the southern Pacific. It's used to predict some consequences in the weather, especially rainfall amounts in southern Africa and Australia. So when there's an input of warm water in the El Niño, then we're predicting lower rainfall in Australia and southern Africa. And that's the case this year, apparently.
Now, let's turn to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Do people understand what this El Niño is all about in rural areas?
People in the rural areas are not well versed about this. It's too technical for them to understand. And this is exacerbated by the fact that there is no education that has been carried around this subject. So I can certainly say that there is no adequate understanding of this phenomenon in the rural areas.
Now, Professor Mandi, what could be the impact of this El Niño effect in countries like Zimbabwe?
We've had this before, and it's a lowering of rainfall, therefore towards drought amounts, such as in Bulawayo, it would be, as we're predicting this year, around 400 millimeters of rain, and possibly with a mid-season dry period, as happens with low rainfall in January. And this in particular means those people who are growing maize will not get a harvest.
Mr. Ndlovu, are the communities actually preparing for this kind of phenomenon?
I cannot say exactly that they are preparing because there is no adequate understanding of this phenomenon. What I can perhaps say is that the consequences of this phenomenon relates to food shortages. As you might be aware, that according to the UNICEF report, that the number of people in need of food is expected to reach about 1.5 million. In Zimbabwe. So these are some of the dire consequences of this. But to say that there are preparations that are taking place to cap the effects of this, I might not be saying the truth, because people have no clear understanding of it.
Professor Mandi, it seems as if UNICEF is saying an estimated 11 million children are at risk from hunger, disease and lack of water in eastern and southern Africa as a result of a strengthening El Niño, which is also causing droughts and floods in some parts of Asia, Latin America and so forth. So, but is there any way that the world may actually tackle these kind of problems? We know that this is an issue to do with the natural weather patterns.
Yes, I don't know about the world, but of course the first responsibility is with the Zimbabwe government. And in terms of crops, we have a Ministry of Agriculture, which I'd like to say is useless at trying to help people, like Mr. Ndlovu is saying. There's no dissemination of information or advice as to what people should do. My advice would be very simple. In an El Niño year, which this one is being predicted, you must not plant maize. You must try and use millet and sorghum, and that way you will likely get a harvest. So the first thing is, Ministry of Agriculture, where are you? And then the second thing in terms of water is we have a Ministry of Environment, Water and Climate. And again, we don't hear any advice or information coming out of that ministry as to what you should do in the event of lower rainfall.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, many Zimbabweans usually plant maize. What is going on? Because people don't want to, you know, cultivate sorghum, millet, and so forth.
I don't think that's true to say that people do not want to plant these drought-resistant plants. The issue is that we are expecting the agricultural extension workers to get to the ground, educate people about the need for alternative crops other than maize.